Glad to have him on the show here. Well, really, one of the great pitching coaches in the last quarter century in baseball. Now in private practice, so to speak, Rick Peterson. It's a pleasure to have him on the FDH Lounge. Rick, good to have you on. Sir, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Oh, doing fine. Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on, and I'm very intrigued by your present efforts that you have going on and how you're able to kind of leverage everything that had been done previously here. Everything that you're putting into this three-piece sports really draws upon your experience with the aforementioned Zito and Mulder and Hudson and other guys you've worked with, Giovanni Gallardo and Johan Santana. It's got to be very interesting to take the experiences with developing these guys and being a part of their development and put it into these young guys who are coming into the academy and working with you.
Well, absolutely. And 3P Sports is the most advanced pitching program for the amateur market, which stands for Prepare, Prevent, Perform. And 3P Sports is the pitching program that's been at the major league level for the last over a decade. And the centerpiece is the biomechanical analysis. And that truly is the X-ray MRI of your pitching delivery that will give you the data and the feedback to let you know if you are at a risk of injury. It goes through 14 critical measurements, and if you have some of these measurements that are out of the normative range, you are definitely at a major risk of injury. And one thing I think is most interesting when you talk about injury in Major League Baseball, look just recently with the Cardinals. I mean, Adam Wainwright, went down this spring. I mean, that's a real, it's sad for the industry. Last year, Strasburg, and you can go on and on. So injury prevention is at the very top of the list. In the last decade, the last 10 years in Major League Baseball, just over $1.2 billion were spent on pitching salaries. Just close to $400 million of it were spent on injured pitchers. Can you imagine, for example, like if Apple, in producing the iPhone or the iPad, came out with close to 30% of their total product damaged? It would be like a horrible devastation to the company. I mean, and that's what you're talking about. At the amateur market, very quickly, in the last 10 years, Tommy John surgeries are up over 700%. If that was truly a disease, the federal government would allocate funding to try to find a cure, without question. So that's the epidemic situation with pitching injuries. And so 3P Sports is literally the best way. We've partnered with Dr. Andrews and his research and Dr. Fleissig out of ASMI, and you can film your pitcher, amateur pitcher, at your ballpark, at your facility, at your academy, in your game, upload it to the website, and in 5 days come back and you have 14 measurements to give you feedback of whether you are at risk of injury.
$400 million in salaries on damaged pitchers. Wow, that's actually 400 years of salary for my Cleveland Indians. So that really puts it in perspective, Rick.
But really?
This thing with Adam Wainwright, you actually anticipated my next question here, because I saw on Twitter you said, sad news for Adam Wainwright, Tommy John surgery, avoidable. Now, in the case of an Adam Wainwright, and I know you might not have looked at all of the particulars of that, but in a general sense, how might something like this have diagnosed it before it got to the breaking point for him?
Well, first of all, that is not what I was quoted as saying. Maybe okay. Misinterpreted. What we are saying is the fact that if a pitcher gets a biomechanical analysis,
okay,
which gives you measurements of your pitching delivery, it'll certainly give you the feedback if you are at a risk of injury. No different than, you take your car in and get a tune-up every so often. You change the oil every 3,000 miles. You rotate the tires. I mean, if you look at your tires, you certainly would be foolish to look at your tires and say that the tread is wearing out. You're certainly not going to wait till you're at the side of the road with a flat tire. You're going to proactively take a look at that. So, what we are saying is that there's three major uses. There's three major factors for pitchers getting injured. You have a poor delivery, meaning you have a flaw in some of your measurements that would put you at risk of injury. You're poorly conditioned, or you're overused. So if you, you know, if you take a look at all three of those, and certainly overuse is not an issue. You know, people are really taking care of pitch counts in today's game, you know, making sure that, you know, these are major investments. When you look at close to 400 million being injured, and then you look at being conditioned at a high level, I mean, pitchers today are phenomenally conditioned. You know, so really, you know, when you come down to it, what you don't know if you haven't done an analysis, if you have a flaw in your injury, a flaw in your delivery. And just because you're really good doesn't mean that you have a flaw in your delivery. So, for example, you drive your car and your car pulls to the right, meaning the front end's out of alignment, you can still drive your car, and your car is going to perform very well, but you're not going to get 40,000 miles out of the front tread of your tires. And it's not going to wear out the first time you put the brakes on. It's going to happen over time.
Sure.
And so, you know, that's really what we're saying, that if your arm is in improper position at foot contact, and that's something you can really see very clearly, you know, those measurements are going to be really, you know, really out of the normative ranges. And if they are, through Dr. Andrews' research, I mean, this is preventable.
Well, I think on the Adam Wainwright thing, I think we were actually talking about the same thing here, because in a sense, we can't say for sure that obviously what happened to him was avoidable. But in other words here, in looking at this, it is possible, I think we could speculate, and I don't think it would be reckless to say so, that, you know, going back in time here, whatever period of time leading up to the injury, conceivably some things might have been spotted as they might have for other pitchers who've gotten injured, no?
Well, you do, the issue is if you didn't get an analysis, you don't know.
Right,
That's the issue. I mean,
yes.
Can you imagine going to get a physical, a yearly physical, and your doctor doesn't take blood or urine, and then comes back and says, "Hey, you're perfect, you're great," and you say, "Geez, what's my cholesterol? What's my triglycerides?" "Oh, perfect, you're right on schedule." It's like you would look at him as like you think, "Who is my doctor? Dr. Seuss?"
Well, I'm kind of a wuss about them drawing blood, but I do understand the necessity of it, Rick. So point well taken. I understand what you're saying there, and you do need to have all the information in front of you, and I think it certainly behooves all these pitchers to know that as well. I'm curious to know also about a program like this, how it would help in a pitcher's development in terms of I look at how pitchers come up through the system and how they eventually get classified. If you have a couple of good pitches, you may become a starting pitcher, a high-end one if your stuff is really special as well. But if you got a couple pitches you can make work, you end up there. Maybe you got only one pitch that's elite, the rest of them not so great. Maybe you become a closer. If you don't have enough pitches to really fool guys that many times through the rotation, you end up in the bullpen. I would imagine that if you go through a program like this, you can probably raise your ceiling a bit. Maybe you project as a bullpen guy at the major league level at some point. But maybe I would think that going through a program such as this, you could maximize what you have a little bit better and maybe raise your own ceiling a tad.
Well, there's no question about it. Once again, 3P stands for prepare, prevent, and perform. And there's a comprehensive program built around this, skills and drills, so that you can train your delivery through certain drills. Every drill that we utilize in our program, we've tested at Dr. Andrews' lab under his research and his watch and Dr. Fleissig. So this is really all about Dr. Andrews' life work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just so happened to be the AA pitching coach in Birmingham in 1989 with the White Sox when Dr. Andrews opened up this lab. I so happened, just by fate, happened to be the first person to ever walk in those doors. You know, so from that standpoint, you know, it totally, you know, changed my career path. And from that point on, you know, all those years with the A's and first of all, at the White Sox, you know, initially, but then when I went to the A's, we started taking our pitchers into the lab. But the real issue always was, how can we get the lab to the pitcher as opposed to the pitcher to the lab? Because even the years with the Mets, for example, you know, Pedro Martinez, Tommy Glavin, Billy Wagner, Johan Santana, those guys, you're not going to get those guys on the plane to fly to Birmingham for an analysis. So we were always in search for the technology to get the lab to the field, and 3P Sports is that solution. So now you can film your pitcher at your ballpark, your little league all the way to the big leagues, and upload it to the website. And it's all web automated. Just think about it. You can look at it on your iPhone, on your iPad, you know, on your BlackBerry. I mean, you can look at it right there, you know, and really get these measurements and just have, you know, a peace of mind to know that you're are in safe normative ranges, and you can and you should be able to pitch healthy. If there's one thing I'm most proud about in my career at the major league level is keeping healthy pitchers healthy. And I think if you go back and look at those years, you know, we really had a great track record of keeping healthy pitchers healthy. And then in combination with that, you know, that's really preventative data. And then the consulting that I'm doing and the work I'm doing in on being on the Bloomberg team, and you can look at this on BloombergSports.com, they have a professional tool that we used last year with John Axford, which is a great story. New York Times just did a story about John Axford 2 days ago. John Axford, Gallardo, and they have a pitching evaluation tool that literally shows release points and vertical and horizontal movement of pitches to know that the adjustments that you make from a biomechanical analysis, now you can look at performance-related data. And one of the adjustments that we made with John Axford last year from his delivery mechanically allowed him to have an increase from pre-All-Star break to post-All-Star break of just over 5% increase of swings and misses. That's off the charts. The normative range at the major league level is about 19% swings and misses. And, you know, so you imagine going from 19% to 24-25%. That's a huge, huge increase.
Yeah, it's a big jump. I want to ask you another thing here, Rick. I know we got to wind down. I know you have another interview coming after this. But as far as something that you tweeted about as well here, I'd always kind of had the thought whenever people whine about why do these pitchers have pitch counts and stuff, I'd always said, look, that's something where you'd have to have a complete retraining on youth pitching because this is the way they've come up through the system. Arms have been protected. And I'd kind of thought that maybe if it started at the youth level, that there might be a way to have pitchers maybe go back to four-game rotations at the major league level or possibly do it a little bit more like how it used to be done. But I'm rethinking that after reading some of your tweets here that they've established that too many innings are dangerous. And that even if they wanted to try to change the parameters at the youth level, it seems like it wouldn't be a very good idea.
Well, I mean, one of the data that comes out of Dr. Andrews' research and Dr. Fleissig's research, once again, is that amateur pitchers that pitch over 100 innings, you know, and that would be a chunk over 100, the research of those guys, or the impact of those guys actually being injured, those pitchers being injured, is incredibly high, incredibly, incredibly high. One of the biggest factors at the amateur level with the risk of injury, more than anything else, is the fact that kids now are pitching all year round. They need to take time off. You need to take 2, 3, 4 months off in the off season, and that's what's lacking in today's game. And you know, and again, you know, going back in the day, I mean, I don't know how far you can go back, but you know, we're constantly sending out some great stuff, and you can always contact us through Facebook or Twitter on Rick Peterson 3P. You know, we're really trying to do the best we can through Dr. Andrews' research and teaming up with Dr. Andrews and Tommy Glavin and Al Leiter and Jim Duquette, you know, to mention some of the guys on our team, to really make an impact to drive these injuries down, and that's really what it's all about, allowing healthy pitchers to stay healthy and really enjoy the game at a high level.
It's really fascinating work, Rick. And again, as we established, I mean, you've been somebody who's done this at the highest level, who's been there, who's worked with and helped develop some of the greats of the game. I understand it might be a little bit early to ask you this question because it's fairly recent that you've been 100% immersed into this. But does this look like where you pretty much see yourself the rest of your days? You think you may want to go back to the major league level at some point? What's your thoughts on that?
No, I definitely do. I mean, I've had a uniform on my whole life, really, and you know, this year being able to focus on 3P sports and also, you know, Bloomberg sports. You know, being in the amateur market or Bloomberg getting into the fantasy market, I've consulted with them. You know, to really give the fantasy player, they've just came out with a fantasy product. And anybody that's listening to the show that plays fantasy baseball, you got to check out Bloomberg Sports Fantasy Program because they have a program. You know, fantasy baseball is just getting ready to start, getting all your teams ready with ESPN and Yahoo and CBS. CBS, and they have integration into those leagues, and they have the tools that put you really in the seat of a GM, of a manager, and a pitching coach, and a hitting coach to really evaluate players and make your trades, make the best draft that you, or have the best draft that you can have, you know, to pick the best team, and then they have an incredible tool called lineup managing. It's a tool that allows you to take your team, and it's updated every single day as the season goes on, to maximize your lineup so that it'll be the best lineup that you can put out there for that day. It's almost like you got Joe Torre, Tony La Russa, all sitting right in your dugout there. You know, so it's just some amazing stuff I'm involved with. I've always been on kind of like on the pioneer on the cutting edge. I've been around some really bright people in my life that have really impacted my life. And, you know, the mission statement that really stands over what we're trying to accomplish is that the quality of a person's life is to truly make a difference in someone else's and to impact that life in a positive way. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. But the answer really is yes. I'm really excited, you know, coming into next year to really find a new home, you know, a place like I was in Oakland and several years with the Mets to, you know, really be part of an organization and still continue on with some of these other projects I'm involved with.
Well, you've had a great track record with that, certainly, Rick, with the pitchers that you have helped develop and mold into being a top-level guys and Cy Young guys, and it's just absolutely tremendous to have you on. We really enjoyed talking about and learning about baseball and some of these things with you here tonight, Rick, and we'd love to do it again with you.
Well, always a pleasure, and I'm going to put out the welcome, Matt, so let's plan on the next visit soon.
We will take you up on that. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Awesome. You guys take care and be well, and you can check it out on Rick Peterson 3P on Facebook and Twitter.
Great stuff, Rick. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. One of the great pitching coaches in the last quarter century, everybody, Rick Peterson.